Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and Wavefarm.org. I am DJ Cola, and today I am joined with my sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
And excuse me, God bless me. We have a great show today for you. We put over 50 characters in a little spinny wheel, and then we're going to do a tournament and see which is the strongest character in fiction and in real life, because I added some real life people in there too, like, you know, the U.S. Army.
Hey, not too much.
Shh. Well, no spoilers?
No spoilers.
Okay. But yeah, you know, some... I'm not going to name any more characters, but we got Marvel, we got DC, we got Dragon Ball Z, we got some nostalgic stuff,
hey,
like Ninja Turtles.
I just going to have to wait. What we going to do, though?
Yeah. But right now, we're going to play you into the daily news brought to you by WGXC, and we'll be right back after we play that, the weather, and a song.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, July 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Columbia County Sheriff Don Krapf says the corrections officers he oversees can cooperate with federal immigration agents, but the law enforcement officers he oversees cannot. Krapf sent the Times Union a lengthy statement on his conflicting policy after an incident last month when two members of the Board of Supervisors and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson waited outside the sheriff's office for a man who did not emerge from the building at his release time. Johnson and Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor Michael Chimides were eventually told he was no longer there, as Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers had taken him away. Krapf had previously announced a non-cooperation policy with ICE, but now his officers were cooperating. But Krapf claims he was only cooperating partially, saying, quote, "The extent to which DCJS shares data with federal authorities is unknown to me, but I can state confidently that my office did not notify ICE of this individual's presence in the Columbia County Corrections Facility," unquote. So now Krapf is saying that the non-cooperation policy does not apply to his office's corrections division, only the deputies he oversees. Supervisor Chimides said, quote, "The interpretation that the policy only applies to part of the sheriff's office is a surprise to me, and it's confusing. If you look at the policy itself, it says the sheriff's office. If you look through the document it was part of, it defines the CCSO as having multiple divisions, and it describes the policy as being CCSO policy. So I haven't seen any prior information implying the policy was only geared toward the law enforcement division," unquote. Krapf's written policy says, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has a welcoming and inclusive policy towards immigrants in Columbia County," unquote, and, quote, "The Columbia County Sheriff's Office does not actively participate in immigration enforcement," unquote. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement co-founder Brian McCormick said, quote, "The policy very clearly states it's for the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. It does not specify it's for a particular subset of employees," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that the Mellon Foundation is giving a $2 million grant to support Tanya L. Kaori, a commissioned artist and guest co-curator at the Fisher Center and a distinguished artist in residence at Bard's College's Theater and Performance Program. A press release from the local college said, quote, "L. Kaori's live art engages the audience in close encounters with narratives drawn from the political realities of borders, displacement, and the state violence. The grant will support her live art production and touring, her scholarly and artistic research, and her curatorial work at the Fisher Center," unquote. El-Khoury said in the press release that, quote, "The grant will allow me to further pursue my artistic and curatorial practices, deepen my experimentation with new models of collaboration and institution building, and reflect on my trajectory as an artist working in the intersection of politics and research," unquote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that a few members of the public can get a rare glimpse at the world's oldest fossil forest in Cairo next week. On July 15th, Dr. Robert Titus leads a lecture on the origin story of Cairo's fossil forest at the Cairo Public Library, followed by a visit to the nearby site. Titus is a professor of geology at Hartwick College. In 2019, a research team led by faculty at Binghamton University and Cardiff University in the United Kingdom identified the site as the world's oldest fossil forest. The site is owned by the town of Cairo, and a small fence is guarding it. The lecture and tour is presented by the Cairo Historical Society and is limited to 99 people. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Medusa to 70 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 71 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Today is going to be pretty hot again. I'm not seeing heat warnings as of 5 a.m. this morning, but that could change. Dew points will hit 73 degrees, which is oppressive. Heat index is due to reach 93. Now, unlike wind chill, which you can cancel out by just wearing proper clothes or climbing into any vehicle, heat index is no joke. There is only so many clothes you can take off. You know what not to do. And number one is leave anything in a vehicle. You know what I'm talking about. Babies, pets, grandma, okay? Your bobblehead is going to pretty much melt. What do you think it's going to do to them? Number two, take care of yourself. Hydrate. Sorry, adults. Your sense of thirst tends not to keep up with your body, especially when you're sweating a lot. Drink the fluids. Avoid the sun. Number three, hit up your neighbors. Make sure their air conditioner is working. If it's not, maybe you got a chance to make a new friend. All right, the actual mercury hits 86 degrees at 2 p.m. From noon to a bit after dark, a so-called cold front moves through, moderating temperatures and dropping rain. Thunder could tag along to the party. So just make sure you have water to drink and your devices are charged. Overnight, we dip to a muggy 70 degrees. Saturday, much like today, high of 85 with a stormy afternoon. 68 degrees overnight takes us into an even rainier looking Sunday with a high of 78. Monday, high of 81. Heat warnings could return and it looks like a bit of rain will fall. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:50 a.m., high tide at 6:45 a.m., low tide again at 1:31 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:31 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:23 a.m. Looking way up, we see there is a geomagnetic storm watch on for today due to a mild Hadouken. X-class flare chances have diminished to 1%, but that could change. Sunspot 3363 is swinging into view, and it looks a bit ferocious. To see pics of this structure from Earth and from Mars, check out the Better Weather Telegram channel. Plasma winds will be average at 488 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio prop is fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. Courage, folks, solar cycle 25 is still on the upswing. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 149, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
jungle with my homies. All get focused, all raise your toasts. But nickname Mr. Kanan do the most is. I was living down bad in my folks' crib. Now I'm laughing to the bank and the joke is. Them more things than folks did or folks get. We've been getting this fly since some poke kids. My rich friends and my broke friends coexist. They love the mix and we know what it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, wavefrom.org. I am your host, DJ Cola, and today I am joined with my sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
And today, we're doing a fictional character beatdown brawl. You know, it's going to be a free-for-all. We have a little spinny spin wheel right here, and we're gonna, it has over 50 characters from all over, like Star Wars, Avengers, DC.
Oh my god, there's
anime.
Star Wars characters in here?
A few, maybe just a little bit. I don't know too much Star Wars, but I figured, you know, you gotta have some Star Wars representation. I would have done Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. Don't know any Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, characters. I don't either.
Sorry. But yeah, you know, today we're just gonna be seeing who is the strongest character.
Alright, so how do you wanna get this started?
Let's spin the wheel. First character we get, we're going to play the theme of.
All right. I'll spin it twice.
Okay.
And then I'll look up the photos of both characters, and we can play the theme song. All right?
Yeah.
One.
Oh, you can hear the wheel, too. That's satisfying.
All right.
We're just going to see what it lands on. It's so hard to read that.
Wow. Okay, Mario.
Mario right. From Mario.
All right.
You know what's funny? Mario's last name is Mario, so it's Mario Mario.
Is it really?
From Mario. Yeah, Mario Jumpman Mario.
Never knew that.
That's why Luigi's name is Luigi Mario.
Oh my god. I never knew that.
Yeah, that's why they're called the Mario Brothers.
That makes a lot of more sense now.
Imagine your first name being the same as your last name.
That would suck. So, do you want to remove these characters after we get them?
Nah. I feel like we could have them again, because, like,
right.
You know, I want to see how they would do against other characters, right. Too.
One, two.
Mario. versus
Sonic?
That would be funny. I'm worried a lot of these might be super one-sided.
Ooh! Finn and Jake.
Okay, that's a good one.
Oh my goodness. Against Finn?
This was a good idea.
And Jake.
Mario versus Finn and Jake.
All right.
So let's get the rules down.
Okay.
If we give Finn his sword, we gotta give Mario some items.
All right. Look. I will be the announcer. And today's battle will be Finn and Jake versus. Wait, hold on. Today, the battle will be Finn and Jake versus Mario. I will let my host give off the rules.
All right, so before we analyze their thing, who do you think was going to win? My money's on Mario as much as I don't want to.
Really?
I like Finn and Jake more.
Are you for real?
I like Finn and Jake more from Adventure Time, but Mario has too many hacks.
Okay, here's the rules. Mario can only have two hacks, and that's it.
He only needs one, and he wins. All he needs is the invincibility star.
No, can't have it.
He can't have it?
Too overpowered.
Okay, that's fair.
Alright.
If he can't have the invincibility star, I think Finn and Jake would win.
Time to set the rules.
You know what? We at least gotta give Mario Luigi then.
Alright, Mario Luigi.
Versus Finn and Jake.
Versus Finn and Jake. That's cool.
Yeah, there we go. So that way it's, not 1v2.
Yeah.
I think Finn and Jake's teamwork would be better.
I don't know. Have you seen Mario and Luigi work together, bro? Like,
I mean, I'm sure they're great plumbers. I'm sure they would, like,
bro,
I would give them a tip.
Have you never seen them work together against Bowser, bro? Like,
oh, that's true. Plus in Smash Bros.
Luigi Mansion, bro? Like,
so, I have a question.
If
Mario jumps on their head, do they die?
Do we want to... I humbly apologize. That, blew out my ears. Okay. Alright,
Mario does.
Yeah, but, do we want to give them game physics? Or are they, like the movie?
That's a tough question. I think we should go with movie.
Movie? Alright.
But with all the game's power-ups. It would be game versus cartoon, then. So we could do...
I mean, they both kind of have cartoon-ish powers.
That's true.
All right, so.
All right, let's go over it.
All right, okay.
Mario and Luigi can both fly, too.
Our first contender.
So that's something they have over Finn and Jake.
Our first contender is Mario. Let's see how this theme song is.
Dun, dun, dun.
All righty. Let's see this.
Let's see. Mario can fly. Mario and Luigi can fly, but that doesn't do much when Jake can, just...
stretch.
Yeah, I think my money's on Finn and Jake, if you don't give them the superstar.
Alright. my lovely host, would you like to read off some of their powers
and
abilities?
So Mario and Luigi... both got superhuman strength. I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wait, hold on, I got you.
And super durability.
What? Mario and...
yeah.
Do they actually?
Yeah, and the shows and stuff, they get bonked.
Yeah, forgot about that one.
They can shoot fire, they can grow super huge. You know, it'd be a good matchup. Mario growing super huge versus Drake stretching out to be a giant.
Ooh.
I feel like that would happen.
Alright. Now, where would we say that this battle is taking place? It's taking in the world of Mario?
I don't think the terrain would matter too much. I want an open...
I feel like just for the sake of Mario was first, I feel like it should be
the field of Mario.
All right. And so are we going to have the unlimited pitfalls, too?
Yep.
Ooh.
Finn and Jake would have to worry about adapting to that terrain.
See, I'm not too worried about Jake falling into the pit.
More worried about...
If Jake falls into the pit, he can stretch and then, like, climb up the walls. Because, like, he can, like, do that.
Okay, but... now, are we giving Finn the grass sword?
I think so, yeah. Alright.
We're giving Finn the grass sword.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so does that mean he has the power of the grass sword itself? Yeah, because...
Look up Finn and Jake's abilities. Am I missing anything? All right.
Okay. Finn and Jake. Powers.
Yes. Hmm. All right, okay. Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I don't want a vid. I don't want a video.
Right this now. Is really tough, actually. I think...
Okay,
I think it could really go either way.
I can never find anything good.
Now that I think about it more, I think it might be Mario.
Alright, Finn.
But Martin, it can really go either way.
Also known as Finn the Human.
Yeah, he is just a human, to be fair.
Ooh.
But he does have gear and knows how to use it.
Jake the dog.
Who do you think wins?
If it was just a 1-on-1?
Nah. Between the 2v2.
I really want to say...
Look at Mario's power... Or Mario's power-ups.
I really want to say that it would be Mario.
I think it would be.
Especially if it's Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, they've been around for so much longer that...
I'm going to have to say just Mario against Finn and Jake. Because, you know, we didn't put that as like
I still duo. Think Mario would win.
I think Mario would win. Just because of all the hacks and like, the
yeah,
abilities.
He has so many different power-ups. And he's been out so much longer, so they had so much more time to give him
and
the power-ups.
Like, it's just like, it's so unpredictable.
But that was a good one.
Alright.
I was really worried when we would spin the wheel and we would just get stomps that aren't even close.
Alrighty. So round one goes to Mario.
Wow, that's ironic.
Alright. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I never played Finn and Jake's intro. Here we go. Not this one.
What is this?
Ugh.
We need the adventure time.
You know,
come
you
on,
know,
grab your friends.
You know, they're kind of like being fairy. They're being pleased right now. They're
Finn
being
the dog
pleased.
And Jake the human.
I got
fun will
Finn
never
and Jake
end.
Song.
Adventure time.
Finn the dog and Jake the human.
Finn the dog.
What?
You said Finn the dog and Jake the human.
Finn the dog and Jake the human.
There we go. Let's spin the wheel while this is playing.
Alright, next one.
Adventure time! Come on, grab your friends. Go to very distant lands. Jake the dog and Finn the human. The fun will never end. Adventure time! How can you not sing along to that gem?
You know, I would. But like...
Adventure time! Let's get the Wii.
I got you. I lost it, so I gotta get a gem.
Oh, we got a cover in the background. That's fine. We can leave that while we... Oh, it's this one. It's all their opening themes. I thought it was a cover at first by a YouTuber.
Too. I don't remember some of these.
Alright, so we're gonna just have that in the background.
Alright, my fault.
You're good.
Alright, I gotta look up the wheel again. Because, you know, my silly self lost it. Okay, 3... Oh, wait, no, I didn't. I'm just silly. 3, 2, 1. 1. That's 2.
Let's see.
Wow, okay. Alrighty.
Oh, I didn't think we would get this one.
Okay.
The entire
United
States
Army.
We got nukes. What the hell? That is
whoa, that's trippy.
That was
I don't remember that one. That's trippy.
Captain America. You can't make this up.
That's ironic.
You can't make this up. Can't make this up.
We already know where this would happen. Like in the headquarters, because that's... Man is going against the system.
I'm gonna say this has to be on like the war, like the World War II battlefield, World War I battlefield.
Yeah, I don't think we should. If it's Captain America, it should be Captain America's time. And he got really, really lucky with that. Otherwise, he would have just get nuked.
So,
but Captain America didn't have nukes.
No, they didn't. All right. One man army.
We're gonna give him prep time.
One man army versus the U.S. military of his time.
Should we give him? I feel like we should give him at least prep time.
I feel like Captain America guy, bro.
You think Captain America wins?
Captain America's a super soldier, bro.
He has super strength. He has.
You know the powers of Captain America.
Yeah, he's.
You must not know for real. For
but
real.
Like. If he gets overwhelmed.
Wow.
All right. When was Captain America born? We'll use that U.S. Army.
1920.
Okay. That definitely reduces his chance because quite a bit than what I thought it would be.
Alrighty.
Like, what was the best gun in 1920s? Plus, there's helicopters and tanks,
what
man.
Did they
still.
Have?
Did they have tanks in 1920?
Yeah.
Yeah, my money is on the entire U.S. Army.
My money's on Captain America.
Ooh.
Bro, have you never seen Captain America
take a rocket
from off his shield? You gotta remember cartoons.
That's true.
Cartoons.
That's still so many people, though.
But, like, cartoons.
Don't get me wrong. I feel like he would...
I've seen Captain America take down armies, bro.
I feel like he could definitely live a long time, but I feel like eventually they would tire him out.
He's a super soldier. He has infinite stamina.
That's a good point. How many bullets can he take?
The shield. Deflects them. It's made of vibranium.
You can't deflect every bullet at once when you're surrounded by
360. It's made of vibranium, bro.
I know it can deflect them, like, physically, but, like, you can't block all them at once if you're getting shot from every angle.
Who says Captain America getting shot from every angle? Most likely, Captain America would probably just rush the tanks. Because the vibranium is the most strongest thing ever.
That's true.
So most likely, he would probably just rush a tank.
That's a tough
one. Who's to say he doesn't rush a tank and then just...
We've had some really funny matches so far. Finn and Jake, Mario, Luigi. That was a good one. Captain America versus the entire U.S. Army. Like, I was really worried these would be stomps. Like, we would get Goku versus,
like,
Mike
Saitama.
Tyson.
Like, alrighty.
Yeah, like Saitama versus Mario or something.
What do you want to say who wins that? You want to say it's like a... I genuinely think Captain America wins it.
I think that's really close. I'll give it to Captain America all then, right. Just because I don't know his abilities as well as you do.
All right. One, two. Yes! Wait. Oh. Okay.
I'm excited for this.
Batman. Da-na-na-na-na. Okay.
Told you we got some bangers here.
All right.
And if you're just tuning in, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, for Catskill, Hudson, Waveform.org. Today we're doing some fictional character beatdown. We have characters from all around media. You know, we got DC, Marvel, a bunch of different animes like Dragon Ball, Naruto.
Naruto,
I'm sorry. And then we also got some cartoons like, you know, Adventure Time, Regular Show. So let's see what we got.
Batman versus...
Ooh!
Ant-Man.
Bro, what is with the themes matching so much? Batman, Ant-Man?
Alrighty.
My money's on Batman.
Prep time or no prep time?
I think he would still win either or. But...
I don't know.
You could give them both prep time.
Oh, then yeah, Batman.
No prep time.
But like, no prep time? Ant-Man probably has a
bit. Give Batman 30 minutes of prep time.
No, I don't know.
I think Batman really solos here.
Yeah, probably. Especially if he doesn't have Robin. Especially if he doesn't have Robin.
I feel like Batman has contingency plans for fighting against giants. Especially somebody like...
Oh, yeah. I feel like he definitely would win. Because doesn't he have someone like Ant-Man in his universe? Like the Atom or something?
Yeah.
Or like... Yeah, right?
I think Batman takes it. Batman versus Ant-Man. Yeah. And if you want any other further proof... In a fight versus a bat versus an ant, a
Look
bat
up.
Would totally win.
Look it up. Look it up. Yeah, no, that's all I can say. Look it up.
No, a bat would totally beat an ant. So, there we go.
One.
That was a good one.
Gotta love Batman. Alright.
A guy with a gun. Optimus Prime? I didn't even know you put this on here. Okay.
Optimus Prime
versus Tundro.
Yusuke. Wait, who was the first one? I already forgot. Oh my
Optimus
god.
Optimus Prime.
Yusuke wins.
Yusuke is just doing... I don't know if you know who Yusuke is. Yusuke is, but like, bro...
I think this is the first sweep we have.
Bro, my boy Yusuke is just using the spirit gun on him, like...
Yeah, I feel like this is the first really easy sweep we have. The other ones, we at least have to think about it a bit.
This is my boy Yusuke when he uses all control.
Yeah, Yusuke... Easy solos.
Like... And he's also a planet buster, like...
Yeah.
Alright, one.
That one.
Two.
Quick. Let's see.
Bill Cipher.
Ooh, he's got some pretty strong reality warping power.
Versus. Spent it more than a couple of times. I was really hoping I would have got Dr.
Ooh, I like that matchup.
Alrighty. Green Lantern is known for their willpower and being able to control constructs with their mind as much as...
Doesn't Bill Cipher have a weakness?
Reality and their imagination.
Look up Bill Cipher's weakness. I think Green Lantern loses over one really stupid reason.
Yeah, probably.
You're thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
Bill Cipher's yellow.
Yeah.
That's so tough.
Yeah. No, wait.
The only other character
only like
that,
yellow dust, right?
The only character that would have bodied him that hard was SpongeBob. That's so funny. Green Lantern gets destroyed by SpongeBob.
Like, I don't know what I think. I want to say, like, just because it depends on what Green Lantern you have, because there's multiple. Like, there's universes of Green Lantern.
Right?
Like, there's a whole Green Lantern that's a planet.
I don't know.
And then you have Hal Jordan, who's like one of the strongest ones, and Guy Gardner.
Bill Cipher's pretty strong too. How did he lose? How did Bill Cipher lose?
They beat him in their mind.
Yeah. They got him in his mind and then erased his memory. Okay.
But like, you gotta remember that Green Lanterns are based off of willpower, like actual mental willpower.
Bill Cipher is yellow.
No, like, that's not how it works. Like, bro, it has to be, like, yellow.
I think Bill Cipher has this. I don't know. I don't see Green Lantern losing to a bunch of little kids like Bill Cipher did,
though.
Yeah,
right? Uh-huh.
I feel like Bill Cipher, what's it called?
I feel like Bill Cipher's a little childish.
Not just childish, but overconfident.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
And I think... Green Lantern could definitely use that.
Depending on what Green Lantern. Also.
Which is your favorite Green Lantern? I don't know their names. You know the one that fought Hal Jordan after he got corrupted? He's mine.
Yeah, same here. Can't remember his name right now. One, two. Alrighty. Let's see.
Again? Oh, no, wait. Yeah, again.
No.
No, okay.
No, Reese Man. Remove. He's getting removed.
Bye-bye, Captain America.
One, two. Thor, God of Thunder.
really hope we get a strong opponent, otherwise Thor's gonna sweep here. We gotta give him somebody equally as
come
strong.
Come on, come on. Goku!
No?
Vegeta? Vegeta? Oh my god. Okay. Two princes. Two kings. Two.
You wanna know what's funny?
The Prince of Saiyan.
Death Battle did a video on this.
Oh my god. Okay, the Prince of all Saiyans.
It really depends on what point in the anime we're talking about here.
Okay, I think it's only fair to do, like...
I think Thor sweeps anything up to Buu Saga.
Yeah, I want to say we should let them have their god forms. I feel like we should do, like, the highest versions of themselves.
I think the only way...
Ultra Ego Vegeta versus King Thor.
I was just going to say, I do think the only way Vegeta wins is if he gets Ultra Ego. I think any wins with Ultra Ego.
I mean,
Ego.
Also, I don't think the Saiyans would really be affected by Thunder.
That's a really good point.
Because think about it, like they legit, whenever like they're Super Saiyan or Super Saiyan 2, Thunder's always around them. Or, like,
Yeah, plus their ki could stop it. I really think Thor could beat him up to Super Saiyan 2, even. Even up to God. I think Super Saiyan Blue is an even fight.
I don't know.
Because they have the way they do power scaling.
I feel like it would be a little bit of a show when you get around to, like,
I think Blue,
God.
Yeah, I think...
God key.
I think Blue Evolved is what smacks him. I think once you get to Blue Evolved or anything higher, he wins.
Yeah.
I think Blue Thor could actually...
I feel like it would be a really good fight, though.
I mean, if Krillin can stand up to Goku Blue...
No.
Here you go.
Nah.
I know he was just testing his power... But the way they do the power scaling, everybody just catches up to Super Saiyan Blue so easy.
Right. Okay. Well, we're saying that.
So I think it would be. I think it would be Thor beats him in Blue. He goes Blue Evolution, and then it's even, and then he goes Ultra Ego, and he wins.
All right.
Steven Universe.
So are we saying Thor won that or Vegeta?
I think we got to give it to Vegeta. I'm heavily biased. By
we're
the way.
We're heavily biased.
Yeah. Death Battle Screw Attack said that Thor won.
What did he go to?
They did the,
before
some,
Ultra
like,
Ego?
Speed calculations, and I don't think that's the best way to do it. I still think Vegeta wins. Steven Universe.
Steven Universe. I feel like a lot of people could sweep him.
Right? I don't know, actually. Steven Universe is stronger than people give him credit. Kung Fu Panda would be a good matchup for him.
Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
That's a good matchup.
That is a good matchup. Okay. Two cartoons from Cartoon... Oh, wait, no, wait. Danny Phantom from Nickelodeon. So it's Cartoon Network
versus Nickelodeon.
Right? Cartoon Network versus Nickelodeon.
I know the powers of Danny Phantom pretty well. I'm not sure about Steven Universe.
I think Steven Universe wins.
Why?
He's got bubbles. He's got shields. He can float. He's got super strength. He's got his ultimate pink form. I think what really comes down...
Danny Phantom can possess you. He's a ghost.
That's true.
He can phase through things. He has a ghostly whale.
You know why I think... Could he possess a gem?
Yes.
And what's it called? And then what's it called? If he possesses a gem and they poof, what happens?
Nothing. He just phases out.
Right. I think Steven Universe wins, though.
I think Danny Phantom.
Danny Phantom really couldn't heat Steven. Hurt him. Steven Universe has healing liquids. Any liquid in
think
his
about this,
body
think about
heals.
This, think about this. Think about this. Danny Phantom, all he would have to do for real, is possess Steven. Steven has never dealt with possession.
That's true.
Steven has never dealt with the paranormal ever in his life.
That's a good point. The thing is, it's hard for him
or
to
for
hurt
example,
Steven.
Or for example, let's say he possesses Garnet. Garnet versus Steven?
Steven would win. At the end of the series, at least. Steven's Pink Diamond.
No Pink Diamond Steven.
Well,
if you even want to go that far, we could do Evil Danny Phantom. If you want to go end of the season...
I don't think Danny Phantom... I think it's really close to a stalemate, because I don't think Danny Phantom has enough offensive capability to take down
what?
Steven. Steven is a tank.
So is
he took
Danny Phantom.
Steven sweats healing power. So if he's really in a fight and starts sweating, he'll start healing from his sweat.
Danny is a ghost. He turns invisible. He can sink through the earth core.
I think it depends on what the gem versus ghost matchup would be. Like, would be Dan Phantom be able to possess a gem? Because he can only possess humans, as far as we know.
No, because he's possessed other ghosts. In his series, he's possessed other ghosts.
We still don't know how possession would work with a gem.
I feel like it would work as same as a human. They both have human attributes.
Human attribute.
Gems can have children.
But Danny Phantom was once a human, and then he was...
And he got turned into a ghost.
So exactly. So what if Danny Phantom can only, what's it called, possess things that he was or is?
No, because... Because
he's ghost and human.
If it's like that, no, he's no longer human. After that, he's no longer human.
But he was, so he knows what it's like to be human. He doesn't know what it's like to be gems, so would he be able to control it?
Yes, because gems are like humans. Gems take human form. Majority of gems have human form. We already know this as a basis. Majority of gems have human forms. Unless the ones that are dismorphed. Gems have human attributes. Gems, look, this is why I say that Danny Phantom can probably take over a gem. Gems have children. Humans have children. So by that, their biology is basically the same.
That's true.
Danny Phantom can fly. Has a ghostly will. Can shoot blasts out his hands. Can possess people. Can manipulate people.
What's the strongest hit he took? Does he have infinite stamina? Can he not... That's true, you can't die.
He's a ghost.
I guess Danny Phantom then, because he can't die.
Steven could die, but like...
Could Steven bubble the ghost and stop him from moving?
What would there be to bubble?
What?
He's intangible.
True.
He can walk through walls, disappear, and fly.
Yeah, good point. I think you've convinced me on this one. Danny Phantom takes the W. Another very good fight, though.
Very, very close, depending if you want to think of it, if... Yeah. Let's see. Alrighty. Okay.
Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy.
Okay, cool. Grim Reaper from Billy and Mandy. Oh,
man, it's been such a long time since I've watched that show.
Alrighty. Why are you still on here? You're going.
Bye-bye. We got Finn and Jay for anybody wondering.
Alright. Grim from Billy and Mandy versus Star Beast Boy.
What are Grim's powers exactly?
Grim Reaper.
Can he just kill anything with one touch?
I don't know. Don't remember. I just know he was like a goofy Grim Reaper of like...
Look up his powers. It really depends here. I haven't watched that show in so long. I think it goes to Grim, though. Like, Beast Boy is strong and all, but, like, all animals eventually die. And Grim Reaper is death. So, you know?
Let's see.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Grim.
I don't really know his powers or anything.
Well, isn't, like, the Grim Reaper...
He's just a Grim Reaper, right?
Like, doesn't the Grim Reaper just touch and then die? Powers. Yeah, there we go.
Alrighty,
oh my god, that's a lot.
Oh wow, yeah.
Alrighty, you wanna read this off? Can you see this?
Vast knowledge, scythesmanship. I like that. Okay, yeah, he wins. I'm sorry. He's got immortality. You can't beat somebody who's immortal. Not even Goku could beat him.
Oh.
Shapeshifting. Oh my god, he can match Beast Boy.
Alright.
Whatever Beast Boy can do, he can do, because he can shapeshift. So, yeah, Grim really does just solo here. Who do you think the weakest member of the Teen Titans is?
That is a good question.
I think it might be Beast Boy.
Probably Beast Boy.
Yeah, that's tough.
Who do you think the strongest is?
Between those two?
No, like strongest.
Starfire.
Starfire, really?
Or Raven.
Let's see. So who are we saying won that? Grim? Are we saying Grim won that? Mm-hmm. Saying Grim won that.
Yeah.
Well.
What?
As of right now, it's 6:30. We will be back after the local 6. I mean, my apologies. As of right now, it is getting around that time. So we will play the 6:30 news. Even though we're a little late on it, we will be right back.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information on any of these stories. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Catskill School Board member Ryan Oswald said recently that board members are not allowed to speak to anyone, including the press, regarding board business. The New York State School Boards Association recommends school boards not reply to public comments, but acknowledges that replying is allowed. At a Catskill School Board meeting on July 5th, second grade teacher and Catskill parent April Ormerod said, quote, "I regularly attend these board meetings, and yet so many things still come as a surprise to me. I learned recently that we've lost our special education director. This is the 11th director we've dealt with as parents of a child in this school district. Our daughter is only entering ninth grade. It's concerning, and we have to ask why. There's never any ability for discourse. How can the community become part of the discussion? How can the board represent our students, our families, and community members when there doesn't seem to be a chance for that? I'd like the board to consider how to begin to allow the community to be heard. How can the taxpayers and the parents and employees communicate with the board? Often I've heard members say they wish they knew or how they can find out, and my question is, how can we open that up? How can we engage the community so that we have a picture from the staff, the parents, and the community about the concerns going on?" Unquote. The Greenville School Board, by contrast, recently had a parent oppose a library book, and the board held a moderated session of open discussion groups where parents could openly voice their concerns through dialogue. So locally, it is possible for school boards to respond to the concerns of the community. Greenville School Board President Tracy Young said, quote, "We were happy to host the discussion groups. They were very well attended. The people shared from their hearts very respectfully and allowed the board to view things from many perspectives. All of the information was captured, and we had a mechanism that allowed us to capture feelings and sentiments that maybe weren't addressed by the specific questions that were on people's minds," unquote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union reports that over 2 years after New York legalized cannabis, just the second Capital Region retail cannabis store opened July 7th in Rensselaer County. The Stage 1 dispensary is in the town of Rensselaer on the first floor of a former bank building where the vaults have been kept in their original condition and are being used to store inventory. The store is owned by Nathaniel Innes, Galina German Innes, Suji Mirsky, and Joshua Mirsky, who has run a recording studio in Albany for more than a decade. Another cannabis store opens July 8th in Broome County. Governor Kathy Hochul said, quote, "With these new dispensaries opening in New York, we are providing safer product to New Yorkers while furthering our ambitious goals for equity in New York's cannabis laws," unquote. But New York has been criticized for the slow rollout of retail sales, with no stores open yet in Greene, Columbia, Ulster, or Dutchess counties, and few opened anywhere in the state. Hochul has not yet signed a bill that would allow New York's more than 200 licensed growers to temporarily sell their crops to tribal nations across the state, because the stores that were supposed to be open are not. Assemblyperson Donna A. Lupardo, a Broome County Democrat who chairs the Assembly's Agricultural Committee, said, quote, "After months of uncertainty surrounding New York's adult-use cannabis market rollout, desperation is building among the state's cannabis farmers. They had been stranded with 250,000 pounds of unsold cannabis products from the 2022 season. The current pace of new retail openings will not resolve this issue, and this product is losing value every day as we wait," unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And Mid-Hudson News reports that as of July 6th, the New York State Department of Labor no longer allows employers to impose mandatory overtime for nurses. Mandatory overtime for nurses is now only allowed in a healthcare disaster, a declaration of emergency, or when required for safe patient care, such as during an unforeseen emergency or an ongoing medical or surgical procedure. New York State Department of Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon said, quote, this new law prevents burnout and empowers these essential workers to continue providing exceptional care to New York families statewide, unquote. Employers must notify the Department of Labor if they do impose mandatory overtime because of an emergency situation. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
SRTV speeding, no, I do the dash. Slow it down, lil' mama, I can't be with you, you moving fast.
Who's that?
Daddy, she a wedding, no, I'm finna splash. All the odds be busting in my blunt, no, I ain't finna pass. Headshots, if he spin this block, we tryna make him crash. Red dots, beam drawn on your body, give me that. Incredible, once he seen that Glock, you know I made him dash. Always on that dummy, that's probably why I skipped the class. Flex a flash, used to call me ugly, now she want me smashed. F***ing pack. On his b- I know I made him mad. I made him sad. I can't wipe up none of my hat. Brody blast. Mommy brung him in, but I'ma send him back. Move attack. Feedback at the back. No, bitch, I'm trying to relax. Shoot a strap. Did that drill and tossed it. Bought some extra gas. Hollows pull a hole up in his chest. We leave him asthmatic. Yeah, my speech is like some candy. Now I'm diabetic. All the odds we put up in the sky. We probably run heaven. Before you ain't, but now you realize you see them boys stepping. Lot of steppers. No, we stepping. No, my step is lit. Get you one up quick. You could bring 199, gon' end up hit. Hollows hit his stomach. Made his gang come out and spit. Made him come out and what? They ain't doing. Just call me up. Said when I land, he got the cooler kit. Free my chef. To judge my brother in a shit. Eli, that's my ape. It ain't no telling how we moving. Who them steppers? We them steppers. Brand new Air Force Ones, we killin'. If he step on it, that little bitch no fun. I f***ed a friend cause she was celibate. Ain't no pimp, but you know I could teach you how to celibate. Top finesse, I could sell some water to him. Fish, top aggressor, I can't fall no victim to no stupid. Top addresser, that's the last place that I f***ed in. F***ed is sick, if you f*** my b***h, don't do that pimp. No, we step. No, my step is late.
Free chef, man.
You know what's step.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Wayfarm.org. Today, I am your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with my sound engineer,
Rar. DJ Shamani.
I like that echo. You got going. And today, we're taking all of the characters from fiction that you know. We got Star Wars. We got DC. We got Marvel. We got Dragon Ball. We got a bunch of cartoons from your past, like Adventure Time.
All right.
And we're putting them against each other. We got a wheel we're spinning, and we're getting two different
Let's
people, and
see.
Then they're fighting.
Didn't we already have this entire U.S. Army?
Yeah, we already put the entire U.S. Army on there. That's going to be the only non-fictional people. There's two others.
Let's see. Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm glad with
that. All right, I could go with Spider-Man.
Right.
Now, for Spider-Man, do you want to use Miles Morales Spider-Man? Peter Parker Spider-Man?
I think
I'm
gonna go with Peter Parker. Because that's, like, the one.
The OG.
Yeah.
All right. Spider-Man versus...
If it's two people, we can give a Miles Morales a teammate, you know?
Two people, so more like four. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I like that. I like that matchup. Spider-Man versus the Ninja Turtles. I think it would be really hard.
Ninjas versus a person with superhuman strength who can swing, have agility. Ooh, I'm sorry, we have to give him Miles. I'm giving him Miles. And if we give him Miles, that's an automatic win.
I think he would win with even out Miles. Just because I don't think they could land a hit on him with his Spidey sense.
I mean, oh my god, I forgot about the Spidey sense.
That's practically Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, but it only really tells him about when he has danger coming to him.
Right.
And if this is a versus battle, yeah.
So, like, he couldn't get ambushed.
Nah.
So that's, like, the main thing with the Ninja Turtles.
They got the teamwork. They're a little, ninjas. Also, they're a little too loud.
They're ninjas. And he can't get ambushed.
But they're teenagers, too.
So is
they're
Peter
very
Parker?
Loud.
Peter Parker's a teenager.
I mean, it depends on what...
Let's say teenage Peter Parker.
Because
that way it's teenager, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Spider-Man wins this.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just web them up.
Ninja Turtles really have, like, close to human strength, right? Yeah. Not superhuman strength.
They're mutants.
I don't think... Right. I think you would have to get used to their fighting style.
Last one.
A bit, though.
Last one. Goku.
I'm glad we got him.
Goku!
I'm glad we got him.
Versus.
Saving the best for last. I see you.
Goku versus...
Did we do
Yusei already? Yeah, we did Yusei already. Alright. Goku versus.
We really gotta specify which arc, because that makes or breaks the fight.
A guy with a gun! Are you kidding me?
You can spin that again.
We're a not guy with a gun? A guy with a gun.
That was the other non-fictional one. There's only one non-fictional one left.
Wow. Goku wins. Goku wins. One more.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
more.
That was the funniest matchup, and that was the, what's it called?
Let's see. Biggest what is this one? Ichi Tanjiro.
I like that. Water breathing.
Versus.
Ooh, I want to get Jotaro.
Versus. Ditto?
See, my first instinct was to say Tanjiro, but I think Ditto might have it.
Why?
After some further thought. So Tanjiro, right, let's think of this in Pokemon terms. Tanjiro totally would be a water type.
Yeah.
Ditto could have the type advantage pretty easily.
I guess. But I mean, like, he can only turn into Pokemon, not humans.
The fact that he can turn into any Pokemon, I think he... Pokemon are kind of busted. I think Ditto on here is, like, a little bit of a sleeper pick.
Alright, we could go with that one. We can do one more. Come on.
Because, like, he could just make a black hole.
We could say Ditto. Starf Raven.
Okay.
Alright. Versus... Joker. No. I don't even know Hellboy.
I don't know him that well either. Let's say Joker. So who's that?
I'm gonna say Raven. I'm gonna say Raven wins this. Next one.
Yeah. We gotta get it off on a really good one. Ayo. Wait, no.
Dark Vader. Versus.
Well, matches.
Come on.
We got
Green Lantern. Darth Vader one. Okay.
We did Green Lantern already, so let's give Darth Vader a different one.
As of right now, it is getting to that time. It is 6:59. We have to rush it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You're looking at the clock, you're looking at watches, and you realize that it is approaching the time for us to end. You might be looking at your microwave. I hope you have a hot pocket. This is a very rushed ending. This is very random. I'm trying to remember what we usually say.
I hope that your grandma's cat's dog is listening. Also, shout out.